It sounds almost too good to be true. Could the drought actually help fish survive? That's what one might conclude from the latest count of coho salmon from the Marin Municipal Water District. Eric Ettlinger is the district's aquatic ecologist.
We were expecting a typical to below average number of fish to leave Loganese Creek and go to the ocean. We had almost double the previous record number leave for the ocean this year.
Coho salmon have 3-year life cycles. After hatching in the early spring, the fish spent a year and a half in freshwater, waiting to get big enough to migrate to the ocean as smolts. This year, to Ettlinger's surprise, was a good one for the smolts.
In most years, we'll get around 6,000 leaving the creek, and we've had a high of up to 11,000. This year, we estimate that just shy of 20,000 left the creek.
Coho salmon are listed as federally endangered on the Central Coast, meaning, in practical terms, that they're on the brink of extinction. So news of a record salmon migration is a big deal.
This story should really be seen as the silver lining in an otherwise bad situation, because up and down the coast, the drought has had really dramatic impacts on salmon populations. Just in this one creek, it seems that there was an unexpected benefit.
What happened, he thinks, is that the juvenile fish were kept in small tributaries in the upper reaches of the watershed longer than normal. Typically, they migrate down to the lower parts of the creek with the first winter rains. But the lower creek isn't a great place for fish to hang out. The fish are territorial, and there isn't enough space for them all.
In most years, the habitat is really limited in the lower watershed and can't support fish from everywhere in the watershed. This year, they didn't have to be crowded together in that limited habitat for very long before going to the ocean.
But, Ettlinger says, it's not clear what that will mean a few years from now.
A 1-year spike in numbers is very hopeful, but I'm not going to start celebrating until we see that these fish survived well in the ocean and we have a lot of adults returning to the creek.
One reason to worry about the smolts? They're smaller than normal, only about 4 inches compared to 4.5, which, for fish, can make a big difference in escaping the critters that want to eat you.
So we basically put out a lot of fish, but they were smaller. And when it comes to survival in the ocean, bigger is better.
Todd Steiner is the executive director of the Salmon Protection and Watershed Network, or SPAWN, an advocacy group for coho salmon in Marin. Steiner, like Ettlinger, believes that this year's numbers are a fluke, and he worries that as we head into a probable El Nino year, ocean conditions will be bad for the fish.
We get less upwelling, which brings up the food that feeds these fish. If ocean conditions are poor, the number that survive to adulthood and return to our stream to spawn will be reduced.
The key to helping fish in the long term, Steiner says, is improving habitat in the watershed, giving the fish areas to hide from currents, to feed, and to avoid overcrowding. For their part, the Marin Municipal Water District is hoping to work with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to increase the habitat in the lower watershed, putting in new log jams, for instance, to make it easier for the creek to leave the main channel and escape into the floodplain. The decision on their grant application is under review. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.